This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bunga raya merah warna sentiasa tegak bangga, warnanya bercahaya menjadi.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and I'm also joined in the studio by Lim Soon Hing. Tonight, as part of the launch of her album Semalam di Malaya, Oshera will be performing at No Black Tie. And tomorrow night, that's Saturday, Irma Suleiman, who has recently returned from the United States, will be taking the stage there with her show A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. And we have them both here today. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Hey.
Let's start with you, Oshera. How long did it take you to put this album together?
All in all, together with the research, it's about 10 months. Yeah.
In terms of research, what did you have to research?
What I did was I went through our national radio, which is called Classic Radio Classic National, and I went through all the songs that are mainly focused on 40s and 50s music. And
so this was definitely before the formation of
Malaysia.
Malaysia. Yes.
And why were you interested in that period?
In general, like as a singer and as a music listener, I do love music that is that are from there. For example, I love like Ella Fitzgerald or Brazilian music that is also from the same era. So from performing all this, I suddenly just something ticked in my head. I was like, just curious, you know, like how would it be if it's music from Malaya at that time? Would it be the same? So I was just very curious, and from one finding to the other, I was like, oh my God.
How large is this corpus of songs that you could pick from? Like, you know, you have only selected about 10, 12 songs for your album. How big is this library?
I'm lucky because my friend actually works in Classic Radio Classic National itself. But from what I have listened to, I've actually archived about 200 songs.
So this is going to be just the first of many.
Yes, I hope so.
So how did you go about selecting the first 10 then? Or the first 12? Or, you know, the first number?
Okay, I am crazy about Montuno. And whenever I hear Montuno, it's like ding, 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 ding. Like something go crazy with me. So from those things that I've listened to, when I put the songs together, there are similarities in terms of composer. So most of the songs were composed by Ahmad Jaafar and also Osman Ahmad. And I took a liking of this one particular singer by the name of Nona Asia. And then when I tried to look for the composer and the writer, which is Ahmad Jaafar and Esudar Marj, they are very related. These artists work together, and also with Kamsani. So I thought, okay, I have a story here. At least I can then consolidate composition of Ahmad Jaafar and Osman Ahmad, and together with most songs that were sung by Nona Asia.
And they are all Malay songs, or all songs written in the Malay language.
Yes, they are.
And on that note, Semalam in Malaya, is that yesterday or a night?
It's like an evening in Paris.
Right. Yeah?
No, because for somebody like me who understands Malay but not the nuances of it, I was looking at it, Semalam di Malaya, is that yesterday? But when we talk about yesterday once more, it's like we think of way back. Does Semalam also connote that?
Yes, it actually both. You know, it's like Semalam, like yesterday of Malaya, and it's also a night in Malaya. So, yeah.
Because the picks are quite kind of easy listening in that sense as well, that and it has that strong vintage sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Right. Irma, from your official video, Don't Be Messin', you sound, and this is actually Soon Hing's question, he thinks you sound very American, and you did spend time in New York. How would you describe your sound?
I do a lot more R&B and more modern sound. I'm trying to like mix up, infuse the Malaysian in me. I don't have to be Malaysian, like, to say like exactly Malaysian or singing Malay or like Malay skills. I don't have to use all that, but I know me myself as already represent Malaysia and Malay, that is already in me.
For somebody with a kind of deaf ear, what's the expression? Tin ear. How do you, if I'm listening to you and I don't know where you're from, how would I hear the Malaysian element? How would you say, this is it. How would I hear it?
Firstly, I think like to talk about like being R&B in the States, like my rhythm and blues are not rhythm and blues. Like, and they know, like, from the States, they know that this is not American. This is something else. Are you, like, Filipino or Malaysian or Indonesian or somewhere along the line? And I think that's when, especially my accent, it's not really, like, it's not American.
Quite on top.
It's not, yeah, it's like, there's something there. There's something different in there, yeah.
And what was it like performing? I mean, did you perform in the States?
Yeah, I do perform a lot. Like, I sing there, full time.
And what is that like? I mean, because rhythm and blues is a very American form of music.
Yes. Yes. I think blues itself, like it's like one of the pioneer music by the black community in America itself. And I think putting my own, and it's all about being soulful. And being soulful doesn't mean you have to be their culture. You don't have to be other colors or other races to be to
but
like
for you to be in
soul.
America and a minority in
yeah,
a sense
yeah,
you can sense
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like so that's why I present rhythm and blues in my own culturally like brought up way, you know?
So overall, how would you describe your sound?
My sound is modern, electronic, and yet soulful with uniqueness from Malaysia and America combined together.
Where are your influences from? I mean, like, how have you kind of... Because, of course, we're all a product of our influences.
Yeah.
Who would you say has been the chief among them?
I would say Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Stevie Wonder, of course, and 90s R&B Babyface.
Wow.
And that's what we're doing tomorrow.
And Oshiro, who are your influences?
Actually, Ella Fitzgerald, Tanya Maria.
But they never sang in Malay, did they?
No. More of the style and the rhythm, yeah.
And as just a final question, what are you both hoping people will get out of coming to see you?
They're both being very polite to each other.
Well, okay, since my show is tonight, so tonight for those of you who are coming, just expect a lot of easy listening. Easy listening doesn't mean that's something that will put you to sleep. easy listening kind of melody, and be prepared to sing, clap your hands, dance, and have fun.
Will it take me back to a Malaya in the 50s?
Of course. Because Nona Ushera will be there.
So we should wear kebaya then tomorrow.
Yes, yes, with double corset.
And for those who's coming tomorrow, we'll be doing like a lot of 90s R&B and throwback jams of R&B. We're going to be doing something different. It's something that I never really have done before. And we have a little bit of my originals, of course. Yeah.
Are you be dancing?
Of course. Of course.
Hopefully she won't be alone in the dancing. Tonight at No Black Tie, at 10 o'clock, we have Ushera Semalam di Malaya, cover charge of RM53. And tomorrow night at the same place at 10 o'clock also, Irma Suleiman, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues with a cover charge of RM63. Thank you both very much for coming in. And we're going to be playing out with Irma Suleiman, Don't Be Messin'. You are listening today to Front Row BFM 89.9.
My ladies, go on, move my body, 'cause I just feel like it. Wasn't my intention to get your attention, but I caught you staring at me, baby. You came up close to me and you give me a drink like I ever, ever needed, 'cause I really didn't want it. Tell me around like I'm your little lady.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.